It's 6:20. I'm BJ Austin. This is KERA News. Texas Democrats are gathering in Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention, and some of them are pushing two Texans as candidates to be the next National Party chair, the Castro brothers, Julian and Joaquin. Julian is U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and former mayor of San Antonio. He was also a potential running mate for Hillary Clinton. Joaquin is a member of Congress. The party is looking for a new chair after the resignation of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Hacked emails released over the weekend suggest the DNC favored Clinton in the presidential primaries over Bernie Sanders. Texas Democratic Party Chair Gilberto Hinojosa says the Castros could take Democrats into the future.
We're going to win the Hispanic vote by a high percentage. The question is, can we grow the Hispanic vote? You have to have more of them going out to vote. And if you have someone like Julian or even Joaquin running our party, they get that. They understand how that works.
Bernie Sanders will address the Democratic National Convention tonight. Jacob Lamone is chief of staff for the Sanders campaign in Texas. The hacked emails concern him.
You want to feel like, at least in the primary, you're getting a fair shake from the Democratic Party. When something like this comes out, it really undermines that integrity.
The Texas Tribune reports Sanders supporters are forming a group called Revolution Texas to promote causes in the state that align with priorities Sanders promoted during his presidential campaign. That includes making public universities tuition-free and reforming campaign finance. KERA will have live coverage of the Democratic National Convention, which starts tonight in about 30 minutes on KERA-TV, radio, and online at keranews.org. North Texas researchers say wastewater disposal from oil and gas production and fracking possibly caused the earthquakes that have shaken parts of the region since 2014. A new study from Southern Methodist University was published in the science journal Physics of the Earth and Planetary Interiors. It provides the first comprehensive analysis of a decade's worth of wastewater injection data. The study was headed by SMU geophysics professor Matthew Hornbach.
We haven't seen earthquakes in this area in the 150 years of European settlement, if you will. So it's surprising that they're starting now.
That was Hornbach speaking with KERA last year after he published a report on the cluster of earthquakes west and southwest of Fort Worth in Azle and Cleburne. That report also concluded that oil and gas activity probably caused those quakes. In recent years, there have been dozens of earthquakes in North Texas. That includes a 4.0 magnitude in Johnson County between Venus and Lillian last year. It was the strongest to date. A 3.6 quake also hit Irving last year. The Texas Railroad Commission, which regulates the oil and gas industry, is reviewing the new study. If you live in North Texas, you've probably taken a stroll down the Katy Trail or spent the morning hiking at Cedar Ridge Preserve. Ever wonder, though, how these things got there? Today on Think, Chris Boyd spoke with Robert Moore, author of On Trails, an Exploration, about the role people play in forming new paths.
In most cases, there is not a single trailblazer who goes out like Daniel Boone and blazes a path through the wilderness and gives it his name. Most of the time, it's what they call an emergent property, an emergent phenomenon. It just emerges out of many people trying to find their way across the landscape. You know, it's kind of mind-boggling. How would enough people follow the same line across that field to create a trail in the first place? And the answer is, of course, it's signaling. One person will go, and they'll leave, you know, maybe they'll bend the grass a little bit, and the next person will follow that trail, and then a third person will see that line. It's just a little stronger this time, and they'll start following it. Over time, a trail will emerge, and that trail will continue to evolve with each person. Like everyone else in this country, I grew up worshiping the trailblazers. I think that the trailblazers were heroes, and everyone else were, you know, just sheep. But there's actually also a beauty to the people who are contributing their wisdom in very small ways to improving the trail as it evolves over time.
This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, or you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. In the days since a gunman shot five police officers in downtown Dallas, group after group has called for a new kind of conversation. 30 miles north, this conversation has been going on for months. KERA's Stella Chavez sat down for lunch with two Frisco residents, the white assistant police chief and a black pastor.
The spark to this union came last summer after that infamous McKinney pool party. A white police officer made national headlines after he shoved a black teen girl to the ground. In neighboring Frisco, Pastor James Hutchins called his police chief. He wanted to make sure he knew the police and that the police knew him. Later, at a school event, Assistant Police Chief Darren Stevens saw Hutchins.
James was talking to Chief Bruce, and I walked up and introduced myself, and I said, I'd like to go to lunch because I like to eat.
And so began what's become a monthly lunch date at the Cotton Patch Cafe. Between bites of salmon and blackened tilapia, pastor and cop waste no time getting into some pretty weighty issues. On this day, they talk about whether black residents and police officers are talking to each other.
It's not happening enough, to be honest, because for some kids, you know, the police is taboo, right, black or white.
You know, I think it happens. I think these conversations happen. But at times, I think they happen in a check-the-box connotation, or we did it, we can say we did our outreach and stuff like that.
For the cop, the pastor is his conduit to the community. Even though, Stephen says, he's never been uncomfortable around people who are different than him. He grew up in Dallas and went to high school in the old Crozier Tech building downtown. Most of his classmates were black. Still, he knows that the time to build relationships is not at the moment a crisis hits.
I'm not doing this just to check a box. You know, this is talk about building an ongoing relationship and then have that dialogue, because you know as well as I do, you said it earlier, the dialogue follows the relationship.
It does, and if there's a problem, and you have a relationship, you're not talking to someone you don't know, you're talking to someone you know.
Well, you know the heart of that person.
You do.
You know their heart.
Hutchins is a senior pastor of New Life Community Church. Most of the members are black, educated, and married. Frisco is a suburb of 117,000 people, 8% of them black, 12% Hispanic. Hutchins was born in Mississippi and went to school in Indiana. He joined the Navy after high school. In 2000, after 20 years, he retired and went into the ministry. The pastor says his Southern roots and upbringing have helped him.
I've found that when you show respect, you're more inclined to get it. And I believe that's one of the reasons I've not had problems with police officers or authority as a whole, because I've adhered to my grandparents and my parents and just showing respect to people, not just authority, but people.
Yeah, I can tell you from a policing standpoint, we don't mind people disagreeing with us. We don't mind people bringing things to our attention that they feel wasn't handled the way it should be.
The cop says there's a time and place to do that, not on the side of the road. He and the pastor don't agree on every point. Hutchins says they have a lot of work to do. One thing that does unite them, the willingness to see things through a different lens. And there's something else.
I've learned that James wants me to pay for lunch more than he does.
Yeah, and I've learned that he probably should. I work harder than he does.
The cop and the pastor have learned to be friends. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
50% chance of showers and thunderstorms through the rest of this afternoon. Thunderstorm reported now in Greenville as well as Waco, and there's light rain at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, where the temperature has dropped to 81 degrees. But next door in Fort Worth, it's 96. 89 in Denton and Sherman, 84 in Tyler, and 92 in Wichita Falls at this hour. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.